Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Jack Burnham, who watches China for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. And for me, he's introduced me to considerations of Chinese predation I had not considered ever. And now we move to one I do recognize, the threat of nuclear weapons, this time, however, directed against Japan. Was this a surprise to you, Jack? Have you come across the Chinese threatening nuclear weapons on Japan before?
I think in some ways it's certainly an escalation, but I wouldn't say it's a surprise. You know, to give context, Japan essentially stated the obvious out loud, which is that any Chinese effort to take Taiwan by force would present an existential threat to Tokyo, and that as a result, Tokyo would consider measures, including the deployment of military forces, as a measure of self-defense. In response to that, the various Chinese state media outlets, you know, threatened essentially to nuke Japan in the case that Tokyo decides to deploy its armed forces, while echoing a lot of the World War II propaganda around the dangers of Japanese militarism and the crimes Japan had committed against the broader Indo-Pacific, you know, most particularly China. And I think here it's really a sign in which China is attempting in some ways to raise the level of escalation, in part out of anxiety. I think that for a long time, China has watched warily as allies and partners around Taiwan, whether it be the Philippines, Japan, and the United States, you know, maintaining or even in some cases strengthening ties to Taiwan. China views this very warily. And I think what we see here in terms of the escalation to the nuclear threat is really a sign of deep anxiety and panic on the part of Xi Jinping and the CCP in order to attempt to dissuade Japan, in particular, you know, a key regional ally and partner from strengthening its ties with Taipei.
Chinese nuclear weapons policy. You report that they have no first use, but it's modified. How so?
Right. So China's for much of its history and development of nuclear weapons has had a policy of no first use. So effectively having a policy of only using nuclear weapons once nuclear weapons are used against China. At the same time, though, while this policy for a long time was used, was essentially paired with a low level of nuclearization. You know, China had a kind of a maintained what it termed to be a minimal deterrent of only, you know, a small number of weapons that would be used only in the event of a crisis. But starting over the past decade, China has dramatically ramped up the building of its nuclear weapons. You know, it's ramped up the building of missile silos. It showed all three parts of its nuclear triad for the first time during its latest military parade in September. So it showcased its land-based weapons, its sea-based weapons, and its air-based weapons. And all of this is coming at a time in which China's overall military strength has dramatically increased with the buildup of both nuclear and conventional forces. So you see, while China has maintained this historic commitment to no first use, you see in reality, China has dramatically increased its nuclear weapons capability, and the Department of Defense has stated publicly that China is looking towards a more aggressive launch on warning posture. So this is, you know, as soon as a potential adversarial launch is detected, China will launch in retaliation. So you see this growing capability, and you also see this more aggressive or leaning towards a more aggressive posture than might be suggested under the banner of no first use.
We have a minute. What is your recommendation, Jack?
I think the recommendation is what President Trump has been doing now in the region, which is to strengthen ties to Japan and to stand by one of its key allies in the Indo-Pacific. You saw President Trump visit Japan recently, announced trade and investment deals, announced the acceleration of a joint forces headquarters in Japan. And so I think as a result, while President Trump has has allowed weapon sales to Taiwan. You also see President Trump growing ties with Japan. And I certainly think standing by its closest ally is the right way to go.
Jack Burnham, senior research analyst, the China program at the Foundation for Defensive Democracies. This is CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.